I think the hardest part of the project was getting it set up and setting the scene, really. But we do want to add to it in the future. So it's quite a high bar that we've set. Today's about the relatives who want to feel like they can come back to the city and share in our celebrations. And they've travelled from quite a far distance. A lot of them have come from the States and Canada, and I'm just so pleased for them that they can see how much we respect and admire what their relatives achieved, and also the colleagues who knew these people personally, a lot of them as well, to see that joy and pride in their face is just so amazing.
And to see the young kids unveil it, I mean, it's
nice cemetery there. I thought of that because I just tried to put myself, which is very hard, but I tried to put myself in the position of the people who are being celebrated, and I just thought that that's what they would want. And I think that's what I've tried to do all along, really. I've tried to think of how we can celebrate them in a really joyful way and tell a really amazing story. And through the illustration work of Suzanne Scott and through the perseverance of the steering group and myself, I think we've achieved it.
And they're stunning. They're absolutely stunning.
They're a work of art.
The RDO one is a work of art.
I know. I'm so pleased for everybody at DC Thompson, because they've supported Suzanne from the start. You know, they gave her the access to the archive she needed to achieve this, and we really want to do the right thing by the Lowe family, and we feel like we've done that. So we've just taken an enormous amount of pride in that. It's a special day.
And what happens now? You've got to this point. Where do you go from here?
Well, there were five other names as part of the public consultation. Obviously, the V&A is under construction at the moment, but the walk is located in an area where we can extend it with crowdfunding, and we've set the scene now. People understand what it's about, and we've got wonderful champion companies on board who are going to really have been selected purely because they align themselves so closely to the discoveries we're celebrating. And because of that, they're going to help us along as well, I'm sure, and promote what we're trying to achieve.
And this was an idea you had a decade ago.
Yes.
So you had to think back to 2006 when you first thought of this, to today, to see this open.
Yeah, it is. It's really surreal, but I'm glad, because it could have been done in a very sort of low-key way, or maybe done in a different way. But I think we've done it in the best possible way possible, because we've included all the sort of organisations and groups who care just as much about what we're celebrating today as we do, and that's what I'm most proud of.